I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Chula Vista. Good morning, Elsie.
Hi.
Elsie, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you'll get some coffee.
All right, good luck.
Elsie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Elsie, Rihanna showed off her baby bump Monday at the Met Gala. True or false, Rihanna's real name is Rihanna?
I believe so, yes.
Keith Urban will be awarded the Triple Crown Award at the ACMs. The Triple Crown is also awarded to the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Breeders' Cup in what sport?
Horse racing.
A teaser has been released for the new Spike Lee flick, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington. Denzel should have won an Oscar, starring alongside Spike Lee in a Spike Lee-directed movie about this legendary and controversial black rights activist. Who was he?
Malcolm X.
This Sunday is Mother's Day, one of the most popular flower days of the year. What is the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Roses, sunflowers, or carnations?
Sunflowers.
And finally, yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Within two, and without going over, how many total Oscar nominations? Total Oscar nominations does George have?
I'm going to go like 27. I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. Wow, you think very highly of George Clooney's career, don't you?
I feel like everybody does, right? I have to go high.
Pretty sure that might be a record, but either way, let's get Tammy back in. Tammy, Elsie did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Rihanna showed off her baby bump Monday at the Met Gala. True or false? Her real name is Rihanna.
True. I knew all. Trust your gut.
Elsie also went with true. Her real name is Robin Fenty.
That's where her Fenty line.
Yes, yeah. Exactly right. Nice job, Tam.
Yeah. Didn't help me.
Didn't help you. 0-0. Keith Urban will be awarded the Triple Crown at the ACMs tomorrow. The Triple Crown is awarded to the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Breeders' Cup in what sport?
Horse racing.
Horse racing is right. Elsie knew that. 1-1. A teaser has been released for the new Spike Lee flick, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington. Denzel should have won an Oscar, starring alongside Spike in a Spike Lee-directed movie about this legendary and controversial black rights activist. Who was he?
Malcolm X.
The movie might not be great. I think it's very good. But Denzel Washington's performance, the fact that he didn't win an Oscar for that is an absolute cinematic crime. It's 2-2. Tammy, this Sunday is Mother's Day. As you know, happy Mother's Day early to all moms. One of the most popular flower days of the year. What is the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Is it roses, sunflowers, or carnations?
Ew, carnations. I'm going to go roses.
Roses is wrong, as are sunflowers. Leave it to mom to always want the most simple, don't spend too much flower. Carnations are the most popular flower for Mother's Day.
I'm going to say that that's what people buy, and I'm going to say that a lot of moms go, ew, really, carnations? But they would never tell you that.
Do you agree with me? You agree?
I agree.
Ugh. They don't even smell.
No.
In fact, they smell badly.
Yes. They're just inexpensive. Sunflowers I would love.
Yeah. I feel like that's so motherly, a sunflower.
Don't get your mom carnations. Get her something different.
We're still tied at 2. And finally, Tammy, yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Within 2 and without going over, how many total Oscar nominations, total Oscar nominations, does George have?
Oh, because he's a director, too.
And a producer.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm going to say 12.
you both overestimated. Elsie went way big. 26, I believe, is what she guessed. George Clooney has won 2 Oscars for acting, but he's been nominated totally for 8 Oscars.
Oh, my God. I swear I almost said 8. I don't know why I picked 12.
Well, either way, today we finish with a tie. And unfortunately, Elsie, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
It's a bouquet of carnations.
Here we go.
I love it.
No, you don't.
It smells perfect. No.
You have a pair of tickets for KSON's All American Summer with Scotty McCreery and the band Perry, June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Scotty's literally my favorite country artist. So I'm so excited.
Oh, that's
great
news.
Tell all your friends to buy tickets and join you.
Yes, of course.
All right, Elsie. Well, congratulations. We're glad we can hook you up. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.